Hey there, this is Emily, and before we jump into today's episode, I want to ask you a question. Are you feeling stuck? Like you're in a rut that you just can't seem to climb out of? Well, you're not alone. And today I want to share something that's a game changer, especially if you're feeling overwhelmed and tired. The kind of tired that sleep doesn't fix. If snapping at your loved ones has become a habit and you're finding more comfort in binge watching shows and chocolate than anything else, it is time for a shift, and I've got just the thing for you, my free Empower You Strengths Assessment. This isn't just any assessment, it's the start to rediscovering what makes you powerful. Stop the spiral and start living with intention. Download your free assessment and start uncovering the strengths that are uniquely yours. Go to theleaptolead.com/guide or click the link in the show notes. Start your journey to a more confident and impactful you. Hey there, and welcome to The Leap to Lead. I'm your host, Emily Rogers, and as a transition and leadership coach, I'm here to guide you on your journey to reignite and reshape your life. Whether you're gearing up for promotion, reshuffling your career, wanting to find better balance, or embarking on the path of business ownership, you're in the right place. Together, we'll share tips and laugh about the mess ups. It's about becoming unstuck, embracing change, and stepping into your power. And I am here with you every step of the way. So let's dive in and let your second act be your best act. Welcome to The Leap to Lead, the podcast where your journey starts. Navigating the sandwich years. Are you a part of the sandwich generation? If you find yourself caught between caring for your children and aging parents, while trying to maintain a career or business, you're not alone. This juggling act can leave you feeling stretched thin, constantly wondering if you're doing enough for anyone, let alone yourself. I know I'm not alone when I'm sharing with friends. This season of life is rather full on. But I also know that many of my clients face the same challenges. So today I want to share some insights and strategies to help you not just survive, but thrive during these demanding years. A few years ago, I found myself in the thick of the sandwich generation challenge. Not that it's over, but it was when the reality really hit me. I was trying to build my business. I was trying to support my girls with home learning during lockdown. And I was trying to support my parents as Dad entered his final stages of his cancer battle. Everything was compounded by lockdown, and it felt like I was being pulled in a million directions. Guilt was my constant companion. But here's what I want you to remember. You're doing an incredible job, even when it doesn't feel like it. Your ability to juggle multiple roles is a superpower, not a weakness. One of my clients, Lisa, shared a beautiful perspective that changed everything for her. She said, I used to see myself being torn between my roles. Now I see myself as the bridge that connects all these important parts of my life. This shift in mindset was transformative. Instead of feeling fragmented, she began to see the value she brought to each aspect of her life. So let's talk about some practical strategies to help you navigate these challenging years. Firstly, prioritize ruthlessly. Not everything needs your immediate attention. Focus on what truly matters. I use the urgent versus important matrix. It helps me decide where to focus my energy, manage my time, and reduce stress. Secondly, and linked to that, is delegate and ask for help. You don't have to do it all alone. And it's okay to lean on others because it will allow you to show up more fully in the other areas that are important in your life. Number three, create micro moments of self-care. Even 5 minutes of me time can make a difference. For me, it's a quick walk and I have different loops I do depending on how much time I have. If not a walk, then 5 minutes with a cup of tea in the sunshine, it works wonders for me. So find what works for you and make it a non-negotiable part of your day. Remember, self-care isn't selfish. It's necessary for your well-being and your ability to care for others. So number four is communicate openly. You've got to be honest with your family, with your colleagues, but most importantly, with yourself about your capacity and your needs. Clear communication will prevent misunderstandings and it will reduce stress. So don't be afraid to set boundaries and ask when you need support. And last but not least, find the silver linings. It is challenging, but there can be beautiful moments too. Supporting my in-laws after the Christchurch earthquake, it allowed us to develop a relationship that never would have happened otherwise. So look for those precious moments amidst the chaos, because that will give you the perspective and help you find joy. So think about now your life. What's one small thing you can do today to make your juggling act a little easier? Maybe it is scheduling that doctor's appointment you've been putting off. Maybe it's asking a friend to help with a school pickup you could pull so it takes you off school pickup once a week. Start small, but start somewhere. Remember, you're not alone. We're all figuring it out together, one day, one step at a time. The sandwich years, they are challenging, but they're also an opportunity for growth, for deeper connections, for discovering strengths that you never knew you had. Hang in there.